Why are you so afraid of poverty? Why are you so intent on acquiring wealth? I'm afraid, says someone, that I might be forced to rely on others for help. I often hear many people pray in this way, saying, may I never be in need of others. I find such prayers quite amusing because they reveal a certain naivety. In reality, we are dependent on each other every single day. This kind of prayer shows a lack of understanding and an inflated sense of self-importance, revealing a misunderstanding of how things truly work. Aren't we all, in some way, dependent on each other? The soldier depends on the craftsman on the merchant on the farmer, the slave on the free man, the master on the slave. The rich need the poor just as much as the poor need the rich. Those who give alms are just as important as those who receive. If there were no poor people, our salvation would be at risk because we wouldn't have anyone to give our wealth to. That's why even the poor, who may seem helpless, are actually extremely important. If relying on others seems disgraceful to you, then you should choose to die because it's impossible for any human being to live without the help of others. But, says someone, I can't handle being looked down upon. Why do you accuse others of arrogance while displaying your own at the same time? It's actually quite arrogant of you to say you can't handle someone else's inflated ego. Why are you so afraid of these things? Why do you fear poverty to the point that you fear things that don't really matter? If you were rich, you would need even more from those beneath you. You expose yourself to this curse in direct proportion to your wealth. You're completely unaware of what you're praying for when you ask for wealth in order to be independent of others. It's like wanting to sail on the sea without needing any sailors, a ship, or supplies. If you really want to be completely independent of everyone, you should pray to be poor. Then you'll only depend on others for food and clothing instead of property, housing, taxes, salaries, social status, safety, honor, government officials, citizens and country folk, merchants and shopkeepers. Can you see how nonsensical that is? To be clear, if the prospect of needing others scares you, know that you can't entirely escape it. But if you wish to avoid turmoil, you could seek refuge in the peaceful harbor of poverty and pare down your affairs. Don't think it shameful to need help from others, for God in His infinite wisdom decreed that we should depend on each other. If we didn't need one another, wouldn't we turn into wild beasts? God forces us to rely on each other, bringing us together on a daily basis. If He hadn't placed this check on us, who would willingly seek to love their neighbor? We should never deem this dependency as disgraceful or pray against it. Instead, let's pray, allow us to never refuse help when we're in need. It's not being in need that's grievous, but seizing others' possessions. Instead of praying, may I never need anything from others, say, help me not to covet what others have. Even Paul, in times of need, wasn't ashamed, but took pride in those who helped him, saying, for you sent help once and again for my necessities, and again, I took support from other communities so that I could serve you. Therefore, it's not noble but weak and thoughtless to be ashamed of needing others. For God decreed that we should rely on one another. Don't push your philosophy to absurd extremes. But, says one, I cannot stand people who constantly ask for help but do not reciprocate. Well, how can God stand us when we do not obey Him, despite His constant entreaties for things that would be to our advantage? We are ambassadors for Christ, says Paul, as though God were pleading through us, be reconciled to God. But, says one, I serve God. But what does that matter? Even servants get drunk while their master is hungry and lacks even the basic needs. Your status as a servant will not help you. This will even weigh you down more when you are living in a lavish home while God doesn't even have a simple shelter, when you're lying on a soft bed while God doesn't even have a pillow. But, says one, I have given. But you should keep giving. You can only excuse yourself when you don't have something to give, when you own nothing. But as long as you have something, even if you have given to thousands and there are still others who are hungry, you have no excuse. But when you withhold food, raise prices, and play unscrupulous games of commerce, where is your hope of salvation? You've been commanded to freely give to the hungry, but you don't even sell at a fair price. He gave up such great glory for your sake, yet you do not deem Him worthy even of a loaf of bread. You feed your dog until he is full, but Christ is starving. And your servant is overfed, while your lord, yes, your lord, doesn't have enough to fill his stomach. Are these the actions of a friend? Be reconciled to God, for these are the actions of enemies.